Fresh Epstein files just exploded. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton ran interference on a top-tier paedophile cover-up. She personally intervened in 2014 to protect a US ambassador who abused and impregnated an 11-year-old girl at one of Epstein's elite politician parties. High-level espionage, treason, murdered investigators and judges. This isn't fiction. It's filthier than any blockbuster nightmare Hollywood could ever cook up. But mainstream media is dead silent. Big tech? Crushing it, shadow banning, suppressing the evidence against Hillary Clinton. Why the media blackout? Because this is Pizzagate. The conspiracy they can't admit is real, even though the evidence is all there. And the evidence just got even more damning. If they ever admit the truth, the whole elite empire collapses, power structures torched, and decades of lies go up in flames. Buckle up. We're diving into the most dangerous story in the world right now. Unfiltered, no apologies. Before we dive in, subscribe to the channel if you haven't already, and join the People's Voice Locals community to join our incredible community, support the channel, and gain access to exclusive and uncensored content. In 2014, US Ambassador to Mexico, Earl Anthony Wayne, high-level diplomat, elite insider, spent a steamy romantic night in Mexico. His partner? An 11-year-old girl. What kind of twisted gathering puts powerful politicians in the same room as very young children for fun? A Pizzagate party, straight up. The exact nightmare we've warned about since 2016, when we decoded the pedo code words in John Podesta's emails, got nuked and shadow banned from every platform, smeared as dangerous lunatics by the Mockingbird media. Except now the Epstein files are exposing the truth. Emails sent by Kenneth Turner to the New York Office of Global Affairs are now public, and they expose the biggest Pizzagate cover-up since Podesta's code words. And they implicate some very, very important people. More on that in a moment. But first, Ambassador Wayne didn't just assault the 11-year-old, he impregnated her. DNA match 100%.
The ex-US ambassador to Mexico impregnated an 11-year-old girl. This is Earl Anthony Wayne, the former US ambassador to Mexico from 2011 to 2015. You may want to question ex-US ambassador to Mexico, Mr. Earl Anthony Wayne, about his involvement with an underage girl when he attended and was arrested by federal police. We believe that Blank and Epstein were involved organizing this party, and it was held in Mexico at a U.S. consulate-controlled housing facility. He was sentenced in Mexico in 2017 to a life sentencing for impregnating an 11-year-old girl. Her son's DNA matches Wayne's 100%. But after a huge payoff, the U.S. State Department made a deal with the corrupt judge to allow an ex-U.S. Marine to stand in his place and serve his sentencing in Mexico. Mr. Anthony has an outstanding arrest warrant here in Mexico for avoiding sentencing. Anthony Wayne is now a professor at American University. He's actually teaching classes in the spring of this year on U.S. foreign policy diplomatic practice. After this started circulating online, Earl Anthony Wayne deleted his X account.
Epstein couldn't scrub that mess how he usually did, by disposing of small bodies down a trapdoor on his island straight into the sea. This 11-year-old escaped Epstein's clutches and gave birth to the U.S. ambassador's child. Now here's where it plunges into pure darkness. Hillary Clinton stepped down as Secretary of State in early 2013, officially out. But her grip on the department? Ironclad. Loyalists she planted, deep state holdovers, career insiders, were still running point, executing her orders. And that's exactly what happened in 2014. The Epstein web was starting to crack. Ambassador Wayne's nightmare in Mexico was blowing up. Exposure threatened the whole Epstein ring. So Hillary personally intervened, reaching out through back channels to her State Department loyalists, pulling strings, burying it, protecting the ambassador, shielding Epstein's network. It gets even worse. The mainstream media knew the details, and they chose silence, ran interference and buried the story, protected Hillary at all costs. NBC ran a single solitary news report, which drew the ire of the State Department, and was quickly scrubbed from the internet. And no mainstream news organization ever dared to mention it ever again. That's called complicity in crimes against children. Listen closely to this report. Listen closely to what they say about the ambassador protected by Hillary Clinton. It ties in exactly with what the Epstein files just exposed was happening in Mexico.
And some serious allegations this morning facing the State Department.
That's right. According to internal State Department memos, the agency might have called off or intervened in investigation into possibly illegal and inappropriate behavior within its ranks, allegedly to protect jobs and avoid scandals. This concerns a time that Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. We want to get right to NBC's Chief White House Correspondent Chuck Todd with the latest. Chuck, good morning to you.
Good morning, Savannah. You know, there's an old saying in Washington that the cover-up is worse than the crime. But in this case, both parts of it are disturbing. Allegations of prostitution and pedophilia, and allegations that those crimes were somehow covered up or not looked into. So the State Department this morning is having to respond to those claims and those investigations of misconduct by State Department officials, including by an ambassador and security agents attached to then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. And the allegations are that these investigations were whitewashed, quashed altogether, and that those orders came from high up.
This isn't ancient history. This is the elite playbook exposed. Children abused at elite parties, cover-ups at the highest levels, and zero accountability. Hillary Clinton has been subpoenaed to answer questions on her relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. If they have any integrity, they'll ask her about why she intervened to protect an ambassador who impregnated an 11-year-old girl at Jeffrey Epstein's party.
NBC News has obtained documents related to ongoing investigations into some disturbing allegations involving State Department personnel and at least one ambassador. A State Department memo says the ambassador, quote, routinely ditched his protective security detail in order to solicit sexual favors from both prostitutes and minor children. The memo also says a top State Department official directed department investigators to, quote, cease the investigation into the ambassador's conduct. It's just one of what another document describes as, quote, several examples of undue influence from top state officials. On Monday, a State Department spokesperson will not confirm specific investigations.
I'm not going to talk about specific cases.
The perpetrators are still walking free. Wayne is teaching at a U.S. university this spring. And as for those who covered up his crimes, enabling the elite pedophile ring to continue at the highest levels, they are still walking free, still protected by the mainstream media. As for those pursuing truth and justice in this case, they are dying at an extraordinary rate. We know about the ambassador thanks to email sent by Kenneth Turner to the New York Office of Global Affairs. Newsflash, he was recently found dead, but not before warning that his life was in danger. Turner had been investigating this case for more than 10 years, in collaboration with the Mexican presidency. And they found tens of thousands of compromising photos and videos, many featuring Jeffrey Epstein. This is the moment Hillary Clinton and her loyalists in the State Department went into full panic mode, because Epstein's exposure was closing in. Ambassador Earl Anthony Wayne, tried in absentia by a Mexican court, life sentence, for impregnating an 11-year-old and Epstein-hosted elite party. But Turner's emails drop the hammer. Hillary Clinton loyalists in the State Department cut a dirty deal with a corrupt Mexican judge. They bribe him, swap in a former US Marine to rot in prison instead, and Wayne walks free. Justice buried. Later in the email chain, Turner sent the most explosive email in the batch. He confirmed that an American agent shot a Mexican judge overseeing a child trafficking case linked to the investigation. He also documents four armed attacks on his own team. Shootouts, ambushes, blood spilled to shut it down. Why was Hillary so hell-bent on killing this investigation and anybody investigating Pizzagate? The emails answer it crystal clear. The case doesn't just expose the elite pedophile ring. It proves that Epstein is still alive. And he had Hillary's brother, Tony Rodham, murdered. Body swapped in that infamous suicide photo. A cold warning to the Clintons. Stay silent, stay in line, or your family is next. The elite don't play games. They eliminate loose ends. We've got the full breakdown coming up after this important word from our sponsor. Stay locked. This gets even darker. The global elite are raking in crypto billions, rigging markets to keep regular Americans like you broke. It's a deliberate wall. And as viewers of this channel already know, the globalists want you enslaved, not free. BlockTrust IRA is smashing that with their Animus AI trading platform, which has been designed to outsmart the hedge fund managers so that everyday Americans have a chance at real financial independence. This is the number one crypto platform, crowned by Bitcoin Magazine from over 1,500 rivals. Thousands of ordinary Americans like you are already raking in 250% returns, backed by $200 million in military-grade security. The globalists absolutely hate this platform. It has created 80,000 new millionaires already. BlockTrust IRA's mission aligns with ours. Financial freedom is the key to fighting back against the shadowy elite. So please visit tbvcrypto.com, links below, to find out more. For a limited time, they're offering my viewers up to $2,500 in bonus crypto when you open an account. Visit tbvcrypto.com and join the revolution today. Both Biden and the Clintons were involved in this case. But the bombshell email was deleted by the US Justice Department when it started gaining attention online earlier this week. Who has the power to pull the strings in the DOJ in 2026? Ever since that infamous 2019 photo, Jeffrey Epstein's corpse paraded on a gurney for the whole world to see, real investigators have been screaming from the rooftops. That's not him. Weeks earlier, on June 7th, 2019, Hillary Clinton's own brother, Tony Rodham, low profile, conveniently dead at 64, vanished from public view. No big funeral, no autopsy, just gone. Now, the Kenneth Turner emails, buried in those fresh Epstein file drops, blow the lid wide open. Turner's evidence lays it out cold. The body on that stretcher? It's Tony Rodham. Photos line up. Eyebrows, ears, jawline, hooked nose, the works. Timing? Surgical. Epstein supposedly dies August the 10th, 2019, barely 2 months after Rodham. Motive? Crystal clear. Epstein or his handlers, whoever pulled the strings, needed leverage. A brutal message to the Clintons. Stay in line, keep quiet, or your family pays the price. Swap the body, fake the suicide, parade the proof, and remind Hillary Clinton who's really in control. This isn't coincidence. This is a warning shot fired straight at the heart of the elite machine. They paraded Hillary's brother's corpse to scare the Clintons. And the media? Still calling it all a conspiracy theory. But the documents don't lie.
I anticipate there will be a full court press in October. I mean, the crazy story about me running a child trafficking operation out of a basement of a pizzeria. Don't laugh. Don't laugh. It was a huge story.
Right now, the Clintons are sweating bullets. Bill's deposition hits on the 27th. Hillary's on the 26th. House oversight. Closed doors. Cameras rolling. They're begging for public hearings to look transparent, while Comer keeps it locked down. Why the terror? They're hiding the darkest crimes. Child trafficking empires, body swaps, silenced investigators. The body count of honest whistleblowers, crashes, suicides, poisonings is staggering. And they sit at the center.
No matter what the polls say, we can't let up. We can't get driven down crazy conspiracy rabbit holes.
The Clintons aren't just scared of subpoenas. They're in mortal fear for their lives. The handlers who once shielded them, the ones who paraded a corpse to send a message, those strings are snapping. One slip in that room, one more leaked file, and the protection vanishes. And when that happens, all hell will break loose. Seth Rich leaked the Pizzagate cover-up to WikiLeaks and ended up dead, just like the Mexican judge, and so many of the Clintons' associates who knew too much. There is a reckoning coming.
A lot of people don't realize that the whole Pizzagate thing did not start with a pizza parlor, and it didn't even start with Hillary Clinton's emails being about pedophilia or anything satanic or anything like that. It actually started with them doing a different investigation into Hillary Clinton for a different thing, and they wanted access to her email server, and it didn't, like, that shouldn't be a problem. You are literally like a public servant. And so then she went and destroyed them all and poured bleach over their destroyed corpses to try to erase all the evidence. But Seth Rich, one of her staffers, leaked all of these emails to WikiLeaks, and I have personally, that is not a rumor, that is like very much a fact.
So, where does this leave us? It leaves us staring straight into the rotted heart of the elite's agenda. An agenda built on surveillance, blackmail, and absolute control. The fact is, they've declared war on us. If you're still using a legacy VPN in 2025, that's like wiring your brain straight into the surveillance matrix. The globalist takeover needs just one thing. Every click, every search, every move you make online in their hands. You think you're safe? Mossad has been busted spying on White House officials. Nobody's safe. That's why VP.net was built in 2025, the world's first verified privacy network. Unlike legacy VPNs, they don't promise trust, they prove it. Cryptographic proof in real time that you can't be logged because they can't see your traffic. Your data is locked in Intel SGX secure enclaves. Cryptographic vaults so secure, even they're shut out. This isn't privacy by some flimsy policy, it's privacy by design. Built to break the globalist control. Strike back with vp.net/TPV. Privacy by design. Because the internet is their battlefield, and this is your shield.